iTimeToAwake.com presents iTime to Awake. Bible Prophecy with Craig C. White. Today's study is titled Dubai, A Case for Mystery Babylon. This study is continued from Dubai, A Case for Mystery Babylon, Part 1, Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The final world empire with 10 kings is different than the whore. The 10 kings will destroy the whore. The whore represents idolatry and sexual immorality. We learn in these verses that she represents a specific city in the end time. By the way, don't let the final phrase confuse you. The word translated reigneth is not the word that means to rule over. The original Greek word is echo. It means to have or hold. The whore and the city have an immoral influence over world leaders. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This is referring to demonic activity in the city. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. The city called Babylon the Great is destroyed. World leaders have visited her prostitutes and served her idols. The city is known for its opulence and purchasing of luxury goods on the world market. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. There are people in the city that serve God. Here God calls them out of the city before it is destroyed. God could be calling Israel or Gentile believers out of the city. In Dubai, most of the workforce is not allowed to leave. Possibly the enslaved and imprisoned will have an opportunity to escape. Revelation chapter 18, verse 5. And her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Just as they have exalted themselves by building a tower that reached to heaven, their sins have stacked so high that they have also reached to heaven, and have come to the attention of a righteous God. Verse 6. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning. World leaders lament the city's fall. Again, this city prides itself on its affluence. Today, many world leaders have visited Dubai's prostitutes and lived in luxury there. That includes U.S. leaders, and also many deposed Middle Eastern, North African, and Asian dictators have taken refuge there. Revelation chapter 18, verse 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, For in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all Theian wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. World markets will mourn for the city's fall. This long list of merchandise consists all of luxury goods. Please note that the city is purchasing these things on the world market, so they are an importer of fine things. The city is no longer buying slaves or souls of men. Dubai is built by slaves. Human trafficking is the standard staffing method of all manner of jobs, including construction, maids, and prostitution. Verse 14, And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. There is no longer any enticement found in the city. There is neither prostitute nor any indulgence. Verse 15, The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads, and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. World shipping companies are sad at the city's fall. The city called Mystery Babylon the Great is a major seaport. It is an importer of expensive luxury items. Dubai is counted among the world's top 10 busiest seaports and a major importer of luxury goods. Verse 20, Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Heaven hails the city's fall. There will be no more musical entertainment, and no more construction or labor. Revelation 18, verse 23, And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. There has always been a spirit in the world that persecutes God's people. During the Great Tribulation, the whore or the city may be responsible for beheading every person who refuses to receive the mark of the beast. Revelation 19, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and he hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up for ever and ever. Judging of the whore, or the city of Mystery Babylon, takes place at the very end of the tribulation period. Shortly after that, God sets up his kingdom on earth. Isaiah chapter 21 declares the judgment of Babylon. Babylon is referred to as the desert of the sea. The original Babylon is nowhere near a sea. Dubai, on the other hand, is on the Persian Gulf in the Saudi desert. Isaiah chapter 21, verse 1. The burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. That would describe the city of Dubai. In the book of Job, Zophar, a man from Arabia accuses Job. Now, I don't think this rightly applies to Job, but it may apply to Zophar's relatives in Dubai. Job chapter 20, verse 5, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach into the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, Where is he? To read my full commentary, go to hightimetoawake.com. You may also contact me through the website, as well as check out my new book. Thanks. Hello, this is Craig C. White. Please check out my website at hightimetoawake.com. And while you're there, check out my new book, High Time to Awake, 7 Misinterpreted Bible Prophecies. It contains several commentaries about prophecies that are about to happen in the world today, including Magog Made Easy, which is about an invasion of Israel led by Turkey, and also in chapter 1, The Fall and Rise of the Antichrist, which tells us that the revelation of the Antichrist on earth is the sign of the rapture. These are important issues for Christians to understand today, so please check out the book at hightimetoawake.com, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.